night fright. How can I explain what goes on in my bedroom every night? I lie down on the four-poster bed. I close my eyes. Then everything shifts, explodes. 10 minutes earlier, I'd been nodding over a book, placid, relaxed. Now I'm wide awake. Thoughts start up, then begin to run in circles like a dog chasing his own tail. Worries fuse into one long Mobius strip. My head is a music hall where the orchestra has been tuning up too long. The very walls begin to vibrate from the forces inside my brain. It's as if there's a rattle from a faraway train about to enter a tunnel. The floorboards can feel it. The train is always approaching, always just around the bend. Like cats sense a tsunami, somehow my arms and legs know the train is coming, and I jerk back just in time, every time. A scintillation of red pain scales its way down my left leg, starting at my thigh. It meets the persistent throb of my knee, ends in the hot asphalt of burning soles. When I turn on my left side, I hear the clunk and grind of shoulder enjambment. I mean impingement. Though I do love the idea of my shoulder as a line of hypermetric verse swerving around the shoulder like an army jeep or a red Nissan pickup caught in a roundabout. The one pinprick of light in this room comes from the bathroom nightlight. It casts a tiny gold beam on the sink, the vanity. For some reason, I find it reassuring. The bathroom has its own jazz combo of voices. There's the efficient metronome of the green-faced travel alarm clock. Yes, I have a clock in the bathroom. The snare drum whirl of the fan over the commode. The saxophone blast of a space heater left on all night. My haven! Warmth! Warmth! Must I leave this room and go back in there? Do I have to? There's no one here to give me permission, so I ask the African violet, sitting on the windowsill. No answer. I pick up the hand mirror, a cymbal longing to be played. My bedroom is in the middle of the South China Sea on the other side of the world. My bed is a raft, laced together by bamboo nightmares. I peek out from my Quonset hut behind the bathroom door. Do I have to leave? It's silent in here and there's light. I peer out at the bedroom. I can't go back in there. I never know what's in there. There's no one to radio to find out. I have got to get some sleep. I have an 8 o'clock class tomorrow. I'll just roll up one of these towels for a pillow. Maybe I'll sleep in the tub tonight.